Between now and when the festival ends, hundreds of thousands of people are expected to visit the county, where there are 31 covered bridges. The festival headquarters is on the square in Rockville, where Jen Kersey runs a candle shop. She notes that there are activities, though, all over the county.
Get to as many places as you can. It's countywide, and there are 9 different locations that really have their own specialty thing, whether it's a food or an item. But they're all really working very hard to make sure that we can accommodate all of our guests here. So if you can make it to all 9, great, do that. Really enjoy our county, but definitely come to Rockville.
The Park County Covered Bridge Festival began in 1957. It gives visitors a chance to enjoy the fall colors, along with a variety of festival food, antiques, and entertainment. T.J. Terrell owns a store on the square in Rockville and is also the president of the town's business organization. He says there's one message that he likes to tell visitors who come to Rockville during that festival.
My big takeaway for everybody that comes is that Rockville is a really vital little town, and we're here outside the 10-day festival. I think we have 18 retail establishments around the square, and they're open year-round. So we're not just here for those 10 days, that we have a really great community outside the festival as well.
For more about the Park County Covered Bridge Festival, visit VermilionCountyFirst.com. I'm Bill Pickett.